Hi, my name is Michaela Rizzoli and I'm a PhD student at the University of Innsbruck in Austria. I have an educational background in media education and European ethnology. During the European Conference on Educational Research in Cadiz in 2012, I participated at a symposium on key concepts and key issues in Learning, Education, Media and Culture, hosted by the Network 6, Open Learning, Media Environments and Culture. The symposium focused on the variety of academic cultures, keywords and key concepts in academia, and also on the problems, structures of relevance and points of conflict which may arise from diversity in academia. The goal of the symposium was to work towards a multicultural, multilingual and multicontextual understanding. In my article, I focus on the role of dichotomies in academia and how dichotomies can lead to misunderstandings, conflicts and difficulties. The article I have written is based on my research experience during my doctoral research project on material culture in massive multiplayer online role-playing games. My dissertation focuses on the relationship between gamers as digital subjects and various digital objects such as buildings, equipment or pets which gamers encounter in-game. I argue that difficulties in addressing material culture in online playgrounds arise because of three dichotomies. First, the division between immaterial and material dimensions of material culture. In fact, one of the first challenges I ran up against was to name and define material culture in online playgrounds. Let me give you an example. If I tell you that this small object has material qualities, you will probably agree, I can hold it, I can touch it, I can feel the surface. However, you may not agree if I were to tell you that the helmet of the 1000 needles from World of Warcraft has material qualities. You can own it without holding it. You can see it without touching it. So what? What kind of stuff are those items? Do they have material qualities? And how can I speak about them as material culture? Second, I realized that digital objects were not only framed as immaterial, but that whole online spaces were located outside the known materiality. Strongly related to this second dichotomy, material versus immaterial, is the conception of virtual in opposition to the real. Online spaces were not only considered as immaterial, but were also located outside the real life. To conclude, I propose that the study of material culture in online environments is a bold venture as long as these dichotomies are taken for granted. I suggest to move beyond dichotomies and to move towards an interdependent way of thinking in order to work towards a multicultural, multilingual and multicontextual understanding of phenomena.